I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
If there's somebody that's holding you back, you need to let them go. And do it in a nice way. Just be like, I'm sorry, I'm growing up. I'm going after Jesus. This relationship is detrimental to my spirit. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom. Hallelujah. Somebody say it. You're in your house, you might as well. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you might be thinking, what's gotten into him? I can tell you. I'm excited because I know what you're going to hear tonight. I know the God I serve who has brought me to where I am today. And I know he has something great, amazing, unbelievable in store for you. When you really begin meditating on the awesome, unending, never-failing, relentless love of God, praise and worship are the only natural responses. We're going to pour some powerful things into your spirit and soul to bless you and help you see your life from a totally new perspective. Sometimes, all it takes is illuminated insight from the Holy Spirit to put you on a new course for a totally new way of living. I believe that's what can happen as you receive this word from God. So set your expectation high to hear from heaven and be ready to receive and act on what you hear. God's word contains all you'll ever need. So listen intensely to this message, and I'll see you right here, right after it's done. Don't you go anywhere. Get the popcorn, baby. We're getting ready to get a word from God. And Jesus died to end the separation between God and man. That's why the veil of the curtain was ripped from top to bottom when Jesus died. For those who may not know the significance of that, it was God saying, I have taken the initiative in bringing you into my presence. So I tore the curtain. Now there's another side to that cross, and it's the way you handle one another. Many of us, we love God, but it's hard to love people. Can I get a good amen on that? God, I love you. It's just some of your kids that get on my nerves. But you cannot embrace the cross of Christ without embracing people. Because that's all Jesus was about, was people. His passion was people. You cannot dismiss the person next to you. I'm coming to get mine. And God's like, if you help the person next to you get theirs, if you encourage them, I'll make sure that I bless you. No, I need mine. I'm here for me. And God's like, you know your breakthrough is sitting right next to you. No, it's not. Wait, what? Hey, how you doing? Go ahead and look at the people next to you. Just look at them real quick. Just say, hey. Say hi to the other one. Hey. That's your family. That's who Jesus died for. They are just as valuable to God as you are. And when we catch that revelation, oh, the power of this place. Because when you see the person next to you as valuable as yourself, you will fight for them differently. Let me give you some keys to crossing your heart. Keys to crossing your heart. Number one, you cannot cross your heart until you cross over. Matthew 16, 24, Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Somebody say cross over. Crossing over means you literally decide I'm going after Jesus. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. That is not just a song. It is a declaration of your commitment. Jesus said, if you really want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me.
If you really want to cross your heart, then you're going to need to cross over. I'm telling someone here tonight and those who might be listening, maybe you need to make a decision. Maybe, watch this, maybe you're already saved, but you've been kind of in a middle place, saying, I'm not really sure what to do next, because this whole salvation in Jesus thing is messing up my social life. I can't do what I used to do. And even when I tried, I feel guilty. Now, I didn't used to feel guilty when I would turn up, but now I can't turn up. I'm just on medium. I used to be on 100, but now I'm on 4 on a Tuesday. And I'm trying to figure out. You done got saved. You used to get your hair done on Friday so you could turn up in the club. Now you got your hair done on Friday. It's like, I guess I gotta go home. Sleeping all night because you gotta get it. We're gonna keep it right for Sunday though. Just, you know, sisters, y'all don't sleep on y'all hair when y'all get it done. That's why your neck just be strong. Just sleep standing up. Just. Somebody say crossover. What I'm encouraging you to do is take a look at anything in your life that's trying to keep you from making a full-hearted commitment to Jesus. It might be a habit. It might be a person. But whatever it is, I'm asking you to consider letting it go. The prophet Elsa declared, let it go, let it go. They like the prophet Elsa. Where is that in the scripture? I don't find that in the scripture. I don't find that. I don't know where it is. If there's somebody that's holding you back, you need to let them go. And do it in a nice way. Just be like, I'm sorry. I'm growing up. I'm going after Jesus. This relationship is detrimental to my spirit. Thank you. Bye-bye. Sometimes letting go is not a person. Sometimes letting go is embracing a discipline. Should I tell them about tomorrow? Tell them about tomorrow. Okay, so I'm gonna be transparent with you. This might be a shock to you, but I've struggled with my weight. Got a little bit of a weight problem. So after much prayer, my wife and I have decided we're gonna go full force, and I've got some medical folk behind me, and we're going after an aggressive plan for me to get my life in order. And it starts tomorrow morning. So don't judge me if you see me going through every drive-thru before midnight. Let me get a Big Mac, a single, a Frosty. Let me get some nuggets. What else is open, Jesus? I just need to store it up, Jesus, just in case, because I'm trying to let it go. I'm so serious. Just go past McDonald's in a week, like, no. French fries. People gonna be eating in slow motion. This is so good. No.
No matter what you've been through or what you're facing right now, God's heart is turned toward you. That's why TBN wants to help you experience a new measure of the Father's love in your life. So, as our thank you for your special gift of support, we'll send you John Gray's new and encouraging three-message CD series, The Father's Heart, His Love Endures Forever. In it, John shares how the love of the Father is the key to experiencing victory over those nagging challenges in your life. And with your gift of $60 or more, we'll also send you our hand-picked collection of faith-building resources titled Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny. It includes Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, Destiny, Mark Batterson's book, Chase the Lion, plus power-packed messages on DVD and CD from both authors. God loves you, and it's your time to conquer life's challenges. Call, click, or write today.
What I just did is I shared with you that even though I have a passion to preach and a heart to serve, there are necessary disciplines that I need to embrace in order for my heart to be crossed. From the pulpit to the back of the church, many of us are called to embrace a new discipline in order to see the next dimension of God manifest in our lives. And for many years, that appetite had held me hostage, but it leaves me tonight, and I embrace a heart of discipline. And I'm asking for your prayers because it's life and death for me. And I want to live for my wife, and I want to live for my son and my daughter and my twins who are on the way. Now, I was just speaking prophetically. My wife was like, what? Who is it? It's gonna be you, boo. Lose this weight, girl. I got three more points. Let me give you some points. Somebody say crossover. Sometimes it means letting go. Sometimes it means embracing a discipline. Number two, crossing your heart means crucifying your flesh. It's hard for that. Amen. It's like, Galatians 5:24 says, all those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. Crucifying the flesh means identifying those things in your flesh that would seem to rise up against the lordship of Christ. Whatever's in your life that wants to be Lord, you got to crucify it. Whatever it is. If it's TV, if it's an individual, you crucify that. If it's fear, you nail that thing to the cross. And if you want, you can even, you know, get a whiteboard, get some post-it notes, put it in the form of a cross, and nail those things. Just put them on the cross. Put fear on the cross. Put shame on the cross. Put lust on the cross. Put addiction on that cross. Because there's nothing that you can put on the cross that he didn't die for. Number three, crossing your heart will cost your heart. What do I mean? Your heart is gonna become tender. You know, Mama Doty, it takes Mama Doty 4 seconds to start crying. All she has to think about is what Jesus did for 39 years ago, or somebody will bring up how God healed her from end-stage cancer, or you'll hear Pastor Joel talking about something and all of a sudden he'll start crying, or Dr. Paul, you see them start crying. That's a tender heart. And when you've crossed over, your heart will become tender to the things of God. You will feel deeper. You'll cry faster, but you'll also serve sooner. Crossing your heart will cost your heart. You're gonna feel things you didn't feel before. When you truly embrace what Jesus did, you'll see people differently. You won't see them as an obligation. You'll see them as an opportunity. When you cross over, you will not see the burden, you'll see the blessing. When you cross over, you will see and understand that the person on the street who does not look like they had a bath in 2 months is as important to God as the person in the biggest house in the city. When you cross your heart. And here's the thing, Psalm 51 and 17. It says the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. And when you cross your heart breaks for the lost. Your heart will break for the lonely. Your heart will hurt at injustice, and you will be stirred to action. Crossing your heart is going to cost you. It's going to cost you, but it's worth it. Because God needs some folk with a contrite heart, a broken heart, a heart broken for humanity, broken for lost. If we go after lost souls, if we stop trying to transfer members from other churches, and I'm talking to the body of Christ, let's stop trying to get other folk from other places. There's enough lost folk out there to fill this church 50 times a week. Let's let the people who've never heard about Jesus know there's a place where they can come and grow and be celebrated and loved and affirmed, and it doesn't matter what they've done or even what they're doing. But there is a place called hope, and it is found in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's a church called Lakewood that is an oasis of love. And in here, God will transform your heart, and you don't have to be beat up and judged and condemned, because the love of Christ will do the work on the inside. Let me give you this. These are keys to crossing your heart. Now, once you've got your heart crossed, you got to maintain. Somebody say maintain. Maintain. Here's a couple keys to maintaining your heart. Number one, guard your heart. You want to write this one down, ladies. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Proverbs 4:23. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Guard your heart. Everyone does not need access to your heart. Everyone cannot handle the currency of your heart. Be wise with the intimate places of your subconscious. Be wise with who you share your dreams with. These are intimate things. You need to guard your heart. Say, guard your heart. If you're going to cross your heart, you also need to guard your heart. Everyone does not need an all access pass. Be wise in who you share intimate details with, because some people don't necessarily have your best interest at heart. And some people will despise your humanity and stop seeing the divinity. So some people don't need to know everything. Ask the Lord for the discernment of the Holy Spirit on who should be close and what you should share. But until he gives you clarity, guard your heart. Number two, speak to your heart. Speak to your heart. Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 1. It's a scripture, very profound scripture, because Solomon received unprecedented favor from God, unprecedented wisdom, and unprecedented wealth. Why? Watch in 2 Chronicles 1:11 what God said. Then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. I'm gonna give you all that and then some. But the first part is what I want you to catch. God gave Solomon an opportunity, asked me for anything. He said, I need wisdom to judge your people. They deserve the best. I'm not the best. I need you to give me wisdom so I can do right by them. And the Bible makes it clear that God said this was in your heart. So it wasn't a knee-jerk response. This was something Solomon had been thinking about for a while. You need to speak to your heart, and you need to speak the right things to your heart. When envy and strife and bitterness creep up, you need to speak to your heart and say, this is not where you live. We're not going to allow. You don't dwell in here. This is the heart of Christ, and this is a heart of devotion. This is a heart of humility. This is a heart of service, and I'm going to serve the King, and I'm not going to allow anything into my heart that doesn't reflect the nature of Jesus, that doesn't look like the character of Jesus. I'm not going to allow that in. Watch this, because when you speak to your heart, God's listening. God says, because this was in your heart.
You know, I pray that word blessed you as much as it did me. This is not a word for next week. This is a word for right now. Yes, God wants that for me. He's given it to me, and I will live in the promise. We want you to have that level of confidence in your God. He's not just my God or the God of preachers that you listen to on TBN. He is your God. When that veil was ripped from top to bottom when Jesus died, that gave us access to the Father. So there is no big me and little you. We all have the same access. So use your access, use your key, and run into the presence of the God who loves you. When you do, you'll begin to see things accelerate in your life like never before. That's why we here at TBN like to put together the complete series for you, so you can dig deeper and go further in the details of what you've just heard. I love Matt and Lori Crouch, and they want to send you the complete The Father's Heart series as a gift. They appreciate your willingness and commitment to give of your resources to keep the gospel on the air. There is no greater calling on the lives of men and women than to declare the name of Jesus Christ throughout the earth. And you help TBN to continue with that effort. You can log on to the website. You can call right now the number on your screen to send your gift to expand the kingdom, and you're going to receive your copy. Now, I want you to pray about what to give. Don't be frivolous with this. When we go to the grocery store or we go to the mall, there's a price for the thing we want. And most of the time, it's not negotiable. It's very interesting that sometimes I found myself minimizing what God wants to do in me by only giving what I think, as opposed to asking the Lord what He thinks. I'm asking you to pray in a way that God has taught me to pray. Not just what I wish to give, but Father, what do You want me to give? Whatever He says, give that. No more and no less. God is ready for you to receive His love and for you to see change in the areas you desire it the most. No matter what it is, the miraculous power of His love can turn any struggle into triumph. So call that number or click right now and sow a gift of support and request your copy right away.
No matter what you've been through or what you're facing right now, God's heart is turned toward you. God's unfailing love is a promise found in His Word. Yet too many of us fail to know firsthand the joy and blessing His love brings. That's why TBN wants to help you experience a new measure of the Father's love in your life. So, as our thank you for your special gift of support, we'll send you John Gray's new and encouraging three-message CD series, The Father's Heart, His Love Endures Forever. In it, He reveals the blessings that enter your life when you believe and accept God's unconditional love. Through soul-stirring messages such as Love Letters, Going the Distance, and Cross My Heart, John shares how the love of the Father is the key to experiencing victory over those nagging challenges in your life.
It's an absolute privilege for me to tell you about an exciting opportunity to request some resources by one of my heroes in the faith, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Today, if God leads you to give a gift of $60 or more, you're not just getting my series, The Father's Heart. No. TBN always goes above and beyond. You're going to get that plus Bishop's book, Destiny, Stepping Into Your Purpose. TBN will also send you his teaching series, Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny, and the awesome book by Mark Batterson, Chase the Lion. Is that right? That can't be right. My series, Bishop Jake's book, and Chase the Lion? It's right. Listen, I gotta go make my own phone call before they realize what they've done. Hey y'all, you better call right now, that number on your screen. Click, log on, or write TBN right now. This is an absolute blessing, and it's going to revolutionize the way you see yourself and the way you see God.
And with your gift of $60 or more, we'll also send you our hand-picked collection of faith-building resources titled Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny. It includes Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, Destiny, Mark Batterson's book, Chase the Lion, plus power-packed messages on DVD and CD from both authors. Call, click, or write to share your gift of support and request John Gray's 3-CD set, The Father's Heart. Or add the Turn Your Dream Into Your Destiny collection with your gift of $60 or more. God loves you, and it's your time to conquer life's challenges. Call, click, or write today.
Listen, I want to thank you once again for watching today's program. I don't take it lightly that you tune into these broadcasts. Who am I? I'm just a kid from Cincinnati, Ohio. My mama worked hard, went to college at night so she could provide for a better life for she and I. Church pianist, had me in church. I knew who Jesus was at 7 years old, a single mother who was doing her best. And when I wasn't there, I was at my grandmother's house. And if I wasn't at Granny's, I was at another grandmother's house. And that grandmother had TBN on all the time. And I was like, who is this lady with the pink hair and the man with the white suit? That was Paul and Jan. And you know what? They've been a part of my life ever since. And now I get to say I'm a part of that legacy. And every week we're believing God to share something with you that will continue that legacy and empower you to know who you are in Jesus Christ. God wants to encourage you and equip you to live in a manner that reflects how much he loves you. These broadcasts are able to reach you weekly because of the financial support and prayers of people just like you. People who have a vision to sow into the kingdom so the light can be beamed out worldwide to dispel the darkness. How is it that a young African-American boy connected to Paul and Jan Crouch and all of these other gospel ministry gifts in a critical moment of my development? Because people cared enough to sow a seed, not knowing that one of the people watching was John Gray. And now I get to be raised up as one who is a part of the legacy of TBN. And I want to encourage you to tune in to our next show, because the legacy continues and the revelation continues. I've got more to share, and I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Get your family around the TV, DVR it, and let's make the Word the foundation of our lives. And make sure you get your copy of The Father's Heart. And don't just listen to it. Start activating it in every area of your life. And I mean this when I say it. God bless you. And I'll see you right here on the next John Gray's World.